Blog Talk Radio.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He's gonna last always. So get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready.
For your miracle.
For your miracle.
I know you've been hurt.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. I am your host, Apostle Deborah Anderson with Thunder and Lightning Ministries International. Yes, that's the name of the ministry, Thunder and Lightning Ministries International. Yes. God gave me that title for ministry. He said, I put thunder in your feet. I'm also a prophetic dancer. So God gave me that gift of dancing. I've been dancing ever since I was 2 years old. Yes, dancing is in me. So he said, thunder is in your feet. When you clap your hands, he said, it's lightning coming through your hands. So the clap of my hands, the thunder of my feet, boom, boom, you will hear. You will hear it. So the ground will shake as I walk, God said. And the enemy knows when I'm around because it shakes, the ground shakes. And he said, she is here. But God be the glory. Again, I am Apostle Deborah Anderson, and I just want to welcome you all to the radio broadcast. And I am under the lineage of Kingdom Builders, Ministries International. Yes, Kingdom Builders. They are the founder of this prayer call, that we can get on this prayer call and minister to each and every person that dials in. Yes, dials in so that they can hear a prophetic word or whatever they are in need of answering. Just like the son, God got a blessing. Yes, he does. And all our names are under blessing from the Most High God. So, again, thunder and lightning. What a powerful, powerful God we serve. Because he gave us each and every time, if you want to hear God's voice, it's through the thunder. He's thundering through the voice. If we want to see his lightning, think of it as his glory coming upon the earth. Yes, Exodus 20:18 says, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountains smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. The people saw the thundering and the noise of the trumpet, which of course they could not see, but only hear. God has given me a voice that sounds like a trumpet. So when I open up my mouth, it ain't me. It's God that speaks through me. His thundering voice comes before each and every one that he has for me to come forth in the presence with him. So everyone in this prayer call, radio broadcast, God is here. The anointing is here. It's here. So if you need anything or prayer, I will pray for you. And I feel the prayer coming upon me even as I'm speaking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most High God, we just bow before you. Just like the angels there with you in heaven, they bow before you. They bow down before you. Hallelujah. And as we bow our heads before you, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast, Father God. We thank you. I thank you for allowing your presence be overshadowing through me, Father God. I just thank you, Daddy. I thank you. And I know there's many on this prayer radio is listening and hungry and thirsty for you, Father God, because you have put the words in us to know that we know that we know that you are God. You walk with us. You bring your light. You're glowing on our faces, Father God. You shine on us that man will know who we are. And we just thank you, Father God. And again, I just thank you and I praise you for this prayer line. I thank you, Father God, that the owners that are on this call as I speak, Father God, I thank them for allowing me and trusting to believe that I can do this. I can do this thing because I know I can do all things through you that strengthen me. And trust me, I had a tough time to even get in my mindset. I can do this thing. I can do all things through you, Daddy, that strengthen me. And so even as I come on the line on this broadcast this morning, I thank each and every one of you for listening, to hear what God is putting through me. His thunderous voice is in me. Yes, I didn't choose this name. He gave me this name, thunder and lightning. Hallelujah. Lightning, Exodus 9:23. The Lord sent thunder and hail. Wow. Thunder and hail. 26:14. The thunder of his power. Who can understand? Wow. We just thank you, Father, for that. For that. As we hear, like this morning, it just rained and rained and rained. The rain signifies showers of blessing that he's pouring on his people, those who are called, those who believe in him and trust him wholeheartedly. That's all we have to do, just trust and believe. And in due time, it will come and it shall come to pass. Anything that you ask for, anything that you're seeking God for, it shall. And it will come to pass only in this due season and due time. And you will reap everything that God has promised you. So again, this radio broadcast is for many worldwide. It's not just in our inner city, but it's worldwide. Those who tune in, we thank you even right now for tuning in to hear me come forth through God. He did this. I didn't have nothing to do with this. I'm just a vessel. Just a vessel being used by him, and I thank him for allowing my voice to go across the world. There be souls that can be saved through his son, Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes. The Messiah. He is coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back sooner than people think. He's coming back for a church that is without spot and blemish. I remember through dreams and vision, God showed me. He showed me through the dream. I'm seeing the lightning bolt. I'm hearing the thunder. I'm in a world like the tornado or a hurricane, but he had me above it that I could see down in it. Oh, yes. God is an awesome God. Going to be about his business. And even with us, we are called to be a blessing for this world, to seek those who are homeless. Can we help them? Can we go to the highways and the byways to see the homeless, to give them something that they can go to the store or go to a restaurant and what? Feed to be fed. Can we feed the homeless? There's so many different churches out here that open their doors for them to come in to be fed. This is what God is talking about. Can we truly pray for a person that needs healing? And I pray for each and every one of you on this line that whatever is ailing in your body, even right now, God, touch right now. Let your healing virtue go to each and every person that the sound of my voice, Father God, heal them miraculously, that they can call in and testify and say what you had did for them. Any knee pain, any hip pain, anything that is ill healing in their body. If it's cancer, Father God, we have to get that cancer right down to the very core. That the healing virtue of your hand, your power of your hand will reach down and touch that cancer cell. And it will demolish, it will leave that area and will not come back in Jesus' name. So again, just want to love on you today. I just want you to know that you know that you know. We have a God that we can serve. We have a God that we can call on at any given time. Any given time. Because the word said, you have not, but you ask not. So if there's anything you shall need, he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory through his Son, Jesus, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Help me, somebody. Come on now. We can do this. We all can do this. We all can stand together in the gap. In the gap. To come forth with God's word like never before. Oh, yes. This is my first time. And I'm having a blast. I thank God because I was had my brain going, okay, how do I do this? How do I go forth, Father God? He said, I'll be your leader. I'll lead you. Trust in me. Trust in me. And that's what I'm doing. Trusting in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. But in all my way, I'm acknowledging him. I'm acknowledging him. And guess what? Anything that you want to do, any business, God, anything that you have created in your mind to do, God will do it. He will manifest that for you. So write the vision. Make it plain because it's set for in a specific time, a specific place. And it will, and it shall come forth. They believe. They trusted God. The owners of this, they trusted God. They believe. Kingdom builders believe in this network, podcast, also internet, radio. They believe in it. And guess what? Here we are. Here I am on the broadcast giving you a message that you can do it. You can do all things through God. You can. So we must continue to pray. Oh, yes, we have loved ones that need prayer. They need prayer. They may have a sickness that they have to take to the hospital. And the doctor, God is with those doctors. And he will be over them to intercede on your behalf. Because you put all your trust in him for the operation. God is operating right now through this prayer line as this radio broadcast goes forth. Yes, it is a prayer line. It's a connection, but it's on the radio. And we can do it. We all can do it. We must and continue to trust and believe to receive. I love you all, and I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God. So much gracious Father, anyone that has any type of pain through their body, we trust and believe, even right now, Father God, on this radio broadcast, that you are healing. Healing the pain. If they have a headache, they lay their hands on their head and trust and believe the pain shall subside. It will be gone. Oh, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Daddy, for your healing virtue can be used, utilized, even on the radio. Radio broadcast, it can happen. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, the sound of my voice, and as I continue to be moved by the Spirit, it's going to happen. I don't have no script. I don't have anything before me. This is God's doing this. And I thank him. I thank him for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Most High God. Yes, Lord. I feel you. And I know on this radio broadcast, they can feel your anointing. They can feel the transfiguration of everything that is coming forth and that's being said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know we must prepare us. This world is getting wickeder and wickeder. But we thank God that we can tune in. Tune in while we still can. Be connected to people that are kingdom believers all over the world. It doesn't matter what ministry name you have. You still a vessel being used by God to spread his gospel, to let people know, to lead people to God for salvation. So even on this prayer line, we can even do that. Those who want to turn their life to Christ, they can do it right here on this radio broadcast. Yes, you don't have to be inside the church building, but yes, God wants you to fellowship and assemble yourself there. But sometimes you can't make it due to whatever circumstance, illness or transportation, but you can tune in on the prayer line, on this prayer call. But we also have an intercessory prayer line. You can do it. And God will answer your prayers. He will. Continue to believe in the who the Son set free is free indeed. It's free indeed. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you that we can be free in you like never before. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, Father. Oh, we just thank you. Thank you for this radio broadcast. Because I remember coming up as a little girl, and Martha Jean McQueen used to come on the radio, and people would tune in if they were in their cars or even if they were at home doing house chores. My mother would have Martha Jean McQueen on. And you would sit there and hear her come forth, play the music, but she was playing gospel music. Yes. And then anybody had anything that they wanted to discuss, it was there for them to be able to come on the line and tell what's going on with them. So it's nothing new under the sun. It's just coming a whole different way. Now we're coming through the internet. Broadcast. Oh, God is good. He just keeps stretching, stretching, stretching more and being able to allow territories to be built for his kingdom. God be the glory. God be the glory. Oh, hallelujah, precious Lord. We just thank you. And I remember back in the day, that voice was like, precious Lord, take my hand, lean me on, help me stand. I was. And I'll use my way. I was down, but now I'm weak. And you have made me strong. Through the trials and tribulations that I've gone through, God, you've still been there to see me through. But I thank you, my precious Lord, that you have led me on. Led me on to grow even stronger in the kingdom. Grow stronger in the kingdom. You have led me on because I can't go no further but to you. I cry out to you. I cry out to you because I know through my weakness, you're making me strong. So precious Lord, I thank you. I thank you for taking my hand, Deborah. Come follow me. Come follow me. Yes. And I'm following him. I follow the call of the high call, his high call. That's what I'm doing. I'm following the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. As I said, even on this breath. And that radio. I keep saying prayer line, but it is a line connected. Hallelujah. Thunder. Lightning. Ministries International have come to you today. That have come to you just briefly for now. Oh, yes, there's plenty more to be in store because I will have guests to come forth next week. I'll have a guest to come forth with a story. And we all have stories to tell. I have my three sons and all three of my sons. The oldest one, God uses him. He's talking to his friend. He could be out there in the street, but he's not. He prays every day, seeking God. I thank God for that. My middle son, he doesn't live here in Michigan, but he's in Indiana. But much, much prayer is over him. Much prayer. But I know he's a God-fearing young man. My youngest son, my middle son name is Stephen. My first one named Michael. But the baby son, he's autistic. He has autistic challenges, but guess what? Through it all, he's still standing. He's 26 years old. He's begun not being able to speak. At the beginning, he was speaking. Then when he turned 2 years old, got the shot, bam. He shut down. So I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I immediately went into prayer on him. And I thank God that we can use that weapon, prayer. Will work in anything. But God said, I gave Brian to you. Because sometimes God will put you in different situations to what? Slow you down. And he put me in this situation with my son to slow me down. Because I was flying here, going there. He said, no, 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 no. You got a calling on your life. I knew there was something different about me because I've always was praying for people. Yes, praying. I will pray in the school, wherever it was, but I was discreet about it. I would knock on neighbor's door through the neighborhood. And I mean one block to the next block, through the next block. Knocking on those doors, asking, can I pray for you? They said, wow, how old are you? I said, I'm 9. They said, well, yes, well, you utilize me to pray. So you don't know how or when. Well, how it's going to happen? But God will use you in the strangest way, but he's going to use you. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank each and every one of you on this call. And I pray that I was an inspiration for you. All I want to do is do the will of God. And he gets the glory. Not me. God gets the glory. And I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank him for his glory. Because he told me. He said, you are my glory carrier. When I dance, oh my God. All I can say is the infusion of his power is so strong. Some see me come forth, but they haven't really seen me being used by the Holy Ghost. But there was time at the very beginning, God will use me for the service the whole entire time because I'm warring in the spirit. I'm warring in the background. I'm warring. And then, boom, miracle signs and wonders began to happen because he put the warriors up in the forefront. So they can come forth and break up the battleground. So right now, this ground is being broken. It's being broken. It's being chipped for me to continue to come forth and do the will of God. Do it the way he wants me to do. Not the way I want, but the way he wants it to be done and come forth. That it can be a blessing. For many out here that are hurt, that needs prayer, that many have died. And God, we even ask right now, those who are in the hospital, God, we ask you to touch miraculously for them, those who are on the street doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Father God, we ask you to touch on the behalf of their loved ones that have and have been doing your will, Father God, that they will be a big turnaround on their behalf for these ones of theirs to come out of the street and come and get before you, kneel before you, before it's too late, before your door is closed. Oh God, I pray the people in the street will come and know you, or if they had known you, to come back to their first love. That's what we all continue to say with our first love, because you're the one that saved a wretch like us. And we thank you, Daddy. We thank you, Daddy. We thank you for saving us and that you have given us the tools to go for a radio broadcast, TV, however way, or going in the building to let your word be known. And we thank you. And we thank you, Father. We glorify you. We glorify you. So with any further ado, I'm going to just end right now, and I hope I was a blessing or some words that were put in your spirit, man, to know that you know that you know you got a God that is still on this throne, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So every time you hear the thunder, you hear the thunder, you're hearing the voice of God. You see the lightning flashing. You already know that's God shining his light on a dying world, that he's still continuing on to say, come on in. Come on in. While the door is open, come in, my bride. Come on, my bride. Because we are his bride, Christ. So I thank each and every one of you that came forth to hear me on this radio broadcast. Again, this is Kingdom Builders Ministry International broadcast. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I thank you, Kingdom Builders Ministries International, for allowing me to be on this prayer radio broadcast. Yes, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Until next time, you will hear my voice again. Same time, 9 o'clock. Next week, you will hear my voice.
She is a warrior, a warrior. Ain't nothing gonna slow her down. She is a warrior, a warrior, yeah. Gotta get up and go, no matter the road. Gotta keep your head held high. Gotta keep on praying, keep on slaying. Gotta keep that pretty smile. But she's ready to battle, ready to battle. Gonna take that enemy down. She fears no evil and holding her ground. She is a warrior, a warrior. Bye.